Hello, welcome to another member podcast on AboveTopSecret.com. This is True American, your friendly partisan to the truth. In a podcast reply to Paul Richard, Akashic Wanderer, and King Lizard again, some really good replies here. Paul Richard, particularly, and Akashic Wanderer have jumped in here with some of their meditation techniques in response to King Lizard's asking for them, I suppose. Moving down the replies here, start with Paul Richard on page one here. He offers an interesting insight into the way that he has used meditation. And one of the very first things that, you know, I think is almost encoded in this message is one of his first sentences. And I'm going to read from his post. As far as I know, and I've been into conscious meditation since the 1970s, all forms of meditation strive to still the mind. And I think, out of all the things said in this thread, let us not overlook that very point. Why would all forms of meditation strive to still the mind? Because, in my opinion, by stilling the mind, we gain access. There's many different ways to get there. Well, almost like many different ways to climb a mountain. Some can take the quick way, find that one path up the mountain that just makes sense and gets you there fast, and some are going to take the long way around. But I don't think we should overlook the point here, that all forms of meditation strive to still the mind. Just that thought in itself can generate other thoughts, which it certainly did with me, and has before, of course. But I just wanted to sort of point that out before I went on in replying to the specifics of each post here that Paul Richard and Akashic Wanderer and King Lizard have put up here. Because why would all forms of meditation strive to still the mind? Because by stilling the mind, you can use that in so many different ways. And stilling the mind ties in to just about every mystical and metaphysical and even paranormal experience in some way or shape or form. And just wanted to point that out. That very thought in itself is enough to think on for a couple of days at least. So, you know, Paul, you're hitting on some deep stuff here, whether whether you're trying to or not. Now, moving down to Paul Richard's post, then he comes and hits us with the other big hammer, which is brings me to a point I wanted to make after listening today. Many people tend to beat themselves up over the chatter in their head when they attempt to meditate, partly because Freudian psychology doesn't embrace the greater reality of higher dimensions and discarnate consciousness. Okay, now, I think for people listening here, and it's important that I state this because I'm trying to keep the podcast in such a way where people that are just getting into this can sort of jump in here and kind of understand too. Not just those that are highly evolved and been doing this forever. And Paul, obviously, is one of those people who's used meditation and other things to develop a platform of not only understanding of consciousness, but obviously as a platform by which he, you know, abides by the heart chakra radiance theories and practices and this kind of thing. So I just wanted to say that because, you know, Paul's getting into some stuff that, you know, these are the points at which I think it's almost like a tree branch, a tree in itself. I mean, once you find the tree, which would be meditation in itself, you know, it branches off as you go up the trunk into many different branches and even leaves. And I think one of the things that I wanted to try to point out here was that all of us, to some degree, are going to find our own branch and our own leaves. And so, you know, look, I'm trying to keep this in perspective to the original intent of the thread, and trying to give somebody who may be just listening for the first time, and you know, somebody's going to spot this thread that has never really dealt with meditation before and might just listen to it just for the heck of it to see what this is all about. And for those people, I certainly don't want to leave them out. And I'm just saying that for that reason. But you drop a heavy one here, Paul, in this next thing, which is, as a spiritual medium and mystic for years, I have learned that the definition of channeling or telepathic communication with the other side is whenever a thought or feeling arises within that is not willfully created. Okay. Now, if anybody's read that in his reply, hopefully that hits you like another lead balloon across the head, because that's pretty deep, man. And again, it's kind of like a lot of us are going to meet up at those branches where they start parting off, and then we're all going to take off on our own separate branch. And I think it's important that we come back to the juncture of the branch to talk about things in a lot of ways, because there's going to be some, potentially even some disagreement as to, you know, what this should be used for. But in examining that statement, as a spiritual medium and mystic for many years, I have learned the definition of channeling. Whenever a thought or feeling arises within that is not willfully created. Now, that's pretty heavy. Because, first of all, I guess, you know, you'd need to be able to distinguish between which thoughts and feelings are willfully created and which thoughts and feelings are not. And that in itself is just really deep. And it's definitely got me thinking, for sure. It most definitely can change one's entire perspective, Paul, if, I suppose, you subscribe to it. And you know, that's where, like I said, you know, I need to do more thinking about this, and I still haven't been able to get into your heart chakra thing, but I'm going to do that because I want to find out about it. And I think it's important to understand, Paul, that when we're talking about these things, that you don't leave the people who are totally clueless about any of all this out and jump ahead too far too quickly, because you know, we're definitely going to lose them. But you go on to say, it means that all dreams and random thoughts that arise from within stem from people in the spirit. Wow. You know, you're hitting on some heavy stuff here. It means that all dreams and random thoughts that arise from within stem from people in the spirit. Again, I think... you know, the rest of your post there, Paul, is highly interesting to me. With the intent of the thread, I suppose I was more interested in what happens to you in the flight, not so much what happens either en route to the landing pad or the runway, because getting to the landing pad and the runway, again, just as you know, finding the tree, there's a lot of information about how to do it. And, you know, I still nonetheless appreciate you and Akashic Wander here jumping in with your own methods, because, of course, that's what King Lizard asked for. And I think, you know, maybe there could be a separate podcast started for methods, particularly of meditation, different methods, so that somebody wanting to get into it, I kind of wanted to jump right in over and beyond that, ahead of that, I should say, and talk about what happens to you in flight, not necessarily how to get to the runway. But, so on that note, I think because of time issues, I will, let you guys, you know, just read what Paul has written. He's got some heavy stuff that I don't know, on the surface, to me particularly, it sounds very plausible, and I'm very interested. I'm not necessarily sure that I'm not going to jump just right off the bat and subscribe to it, because, of course, you know, I have my own experiences with meditation and different flights and what has happened to me with it. So again, I'm residing sort of out on a tree limb, if you will, maybe even a leaf. Very good stuff, Paul. I most certainly appreciate that response, and I think I'll leave the rest of that up to individual perception, because again, people are going to come at this from different experience levels. So moving on to Akashic Wanderer's post. I mean, I've got to kind of move on here. Akashic says he examines Paul's statement, which obviously anybody metaphysically inclined is going to read Paul's statement there and just go like, whoa, you know, what's this? Akashic goes on to say, an interesting hypothesis. I'm curious as to the reason of unwillfully created thought, which creates fear, worry, anxiety, or resentment to the past. I believe that all unwillfully created thought and emotional responses to situations is the work of the ego. Now, see here again, it's almost like Akashic sitting out there on one branch, somewhere, you know, in the middle of the branch, and hollering over at Paul, going, hey, man, I'm over here, you're over there, and, you know, I think I like my branch, you know, better than yours or something. Don't take that the wrong way, guys. I'm just want to keep pointing this out that, you know, there's a bunch of different branches. There's the main tree, or, if you will, there's the runway, and then there's the flight. I think Paul and Akashic are getting into their own individual perceptions of how, you know, they're discussing really philosophical topics. And, again, they're good stuff. Don't get me wrong. I'm loving reading this stuff. I really am. But the intent of the thread, of course, is to find out, again, what happens in flight specifically. Like, I guess, maybe I should be more clear on this. I'm after, like, individual experience of what happened to you, Paul, what happened to you, Akashic, in, give me just an example of, like, one flight that was special to you, one experience that you had as a function of going into, you know, meditation. What happened to you when you were in that state? That's what I was after, I suppose, with the thread. And, you know, it's easy to take stuff off topic. And Akashic goes on to say here, one of the things that really was cool here, Akashic, when you get down to, if an unwillfully created thought pops into your head, observe it. And on that note, you know, Paul has stated a mind-blowing situation here with, you know, where thoughts come from and what they really represent. And then, of course, you know, Akashic has his own version of what those represent. But this is also pretty heavy, just as heavy. This whole statement right here, if an unwillfully created thought pops into your head, observe it. There is now an observer and an observed. I just love that. I thought that was really cool. You are the observer, the ego is the observed. So, to tie together what Paul and Akashic are talking about here, you know, Paul's looking at it in one way, Akashic's looking at it as another, and I suppose the interesting thing here is that we're, in a sense, talking about the same thing, and different words are being used to describe the actual indescribable. And on that note, I'm going to mention another post because I really want whoever's interested in this to go and read it. And it's a thread I started a long time ago in the paranormal forums called Synchronicity, the Proof of God. Or the proof of God, it asked the question. Synchronicity, I think, would get you the thread. And I really think that you'll find my position on this and how it relates to what you guys are saying in that thread and through some of the further replies and responses. Plus, it's kind of a cool story, if nothing else. But you go on to say here, Akashic, once the ego is being observed, you are present. That's a really cool way of putting that. And again, it's just kind of a different version of what Paul's understanding is. But the point is here, folks, is that, you know, all these paths stem from the same sort of place. And I think I'm interested in these perceptions. It's very cool, but I'm really more interested in the individual flights, individual experience and what happened to you. And I haven't really said exactly what's happened to me yet. Just keep that in mind. This is much more deep than I'm leading on to believe. And I think I'm kind of waiting for other people's experiences before I start delving in with what happened and what has happened to me, because it's heavy. And it's beyond what most people are going to really believe, to be honest with you. And so I'm just not so sure I want to put it on the chopping block, so to speak, to be the first one. So anyway, you know, Akashic goes on to get into his meditation, one meditation technique again, I think in response to King Lizard, who's kind of looking for it. I don't know. I think, and it's a good one. It's different than Paul's, and somewhat different than what I described in the other podcast, but still very interesting. And keep them coming, right? You know, I love to hear these different methods. But again, what I'm after is the individual flight after you reach the runway, after you reach the tree. I want to find out about the leaf at the end of the branch. Thank you again, Paul and Akashic, and King Lizard. Your most after your post here, you're quite welcome. I'm trying to bring podcasting around to specific subject matter and content, which I think is what the original intent of it was. As Skeptic said in another podcast over there in reply to a thread, and I think this is going to be great. We still have a lot of juicy stuff to cover. The meat of the matter is still yet to come. So stay tuned. This is True American, your friendly partisan to the truth, signing out on AboveTopSecret.com.